You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware, 7:15.
Hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and get paid to be you. Oh yeah, we like that, don't we? Yes, we do. As I said, I'm your host. I'm Dana Wild. And if you would like to be part of our brain training sandbox, then you can check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's at danawild.com/mantra. And you get that little jolt of happy every morning. Feels so good. You start your day right. You go out, take intentional action. You've got momentum. You're going to love it. danawild.com/mantra. Today, we are going to talk about a little realization I had. I want to tell you a little story of something that happened to me the other day, and I realized it really pertains to so much in dealing with a business and getting things done and keeping your momentum and your energy going. So here's what happened. In our household, we live in the country. We're very rural, so we still get a lot of stuff shipped to the house. So needless to say, we end up with a lot of cardboard boxes. And so the two of us here, we each have our assigned things that we do to take care of the household. And it's kind of just unwritten. We call them our chores. I don't know where that came from, but it cracks me up just to think about it. So it's like, did you do your chores today? So pretty much we both know the things that we're good at. And so when the stuff comes, I open the boxes, I put it away, I'm good at organizing the house, and then I take the box and I set it out in the garage in a specific place because he will cut it up and break it up. So that's his job, get it into the recycling so that we, from start to finish, we've got a whole process for it, right? So there's this place that I put the boxes in the garage and I don't break them down. I just stack them up. So sometimes it can start to get really, really filled up. We only get recycling done here out in our little country home every 2 weeks. So you can imagine 2 weeks worth of boxes, it can start to really take up a good portion of the garage. And I'm very anal. You might know this about me, right? Like, I like to be organized. This is why I've got the first part of the job, which is get the stuff out of the box and organize the house, because I like things in a certain order and organized in a certain way. And so I would get into my car in the garage and I would walk by this pile of boxes and I could feel the energy hit I would get every time I would walk by this pile of boxes. And I could feel this like little story I was telling, like, oh, am I going to have to look at that for 2 weeks? I mean, come on. This is just crazy. How hard is it to break down a few boxes? And so early on, when we got into this new place, I started breaking them down myself and just at least getting them pulled together so that he could break them down further and get them into the recycling. And then I just said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let him do it. I know he's going to do it. It's, you know, it would be like if he decided to organize stuff, I would be like usurped, like silly, right? But it's true. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to let him do it. But it's like these boxes were breeding, right? They were just getting bigger and bigger piles while we were waiting for recycling day to come. And of course, on recycling day, they all go away and then we start the process over. They start building up again. So there's a very long story to tell you this point, but you'll see why it's important, because I was walking by every day getting this energy hit. And I know that's a real thing. Like, this is why there is feng shui and there's all these different modalities that deal with this kind of thing regarding clutter, because you can get that energy hit of stuff that is just in your peripheral or sitting around and it really bugs you. And especially if you're an organized person, anal retentive people out there, you know who you are. You know how that is. It's like, oh my gosh, this is going to make me crazy until this thing goes away. And so here's the realization I had as I was walking by this every day, because I could feel the resistance I had to it and I could feel that I wasn't doing anything about it. And I had a couple of different things. And so I just want to share them with you. I'm not saying like, oh, you should do this too, because this is such a more enlightened way to be or anything like that. This is just an observation I had. And it's just something to chew on and to turn over for yourself and see like, okay, does this fit anywhere for me? So the first realization I had is every time I walk by this pile, I am literally saying to myself, I can't feel good unless I do something, unless I take some action to make this circumstance that I'm living with look different. If this looked different, then I would feel good. So I really want to say that again, because it's really, you'll see how off it is from what I teach and who I am in the world. So it's, the idea is the only way I can feel good is if I take action and fix this problem and make it fit a certain mold so that I can feel happy. If I break down these cardboard boxes and they look a certain way, oof, then I can relax and then I can be happy. So once I had that realization, I was kind of like, ooh, is that who you are, Dana Wilde? That you have to have everything a certain way or you can't be happy otherwise? So I had to really like set with that for just a minute, right? And then I had this follow-up realization of, you know, the problem is not the boxes at all. For sure, 100% the problem is not the boxes, because I know many, 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 many people who are not anal retentive, who are, I would even go so far as say, messy, even hoardish, right? Who can have all this stuff sitting around and they don't even see it and it doesn't even bother them. You know, these people who have their desk piled high with stuff and all of this type of experience, you know, this type of environment. And that way of living is no better or worse than my way of living. And so the boxes sitting there aren't the problem. A disorganized person or a person who wasn't anal retentive wouldn't even notice those boxes or wouldn't even care. So the problem isn't that my man didn't break them down, and the problem isn't that the boxes are sitting there. The problem is my reaction to the boxes. That is what is causing the negative energy hit. The negative energy hit isn't coming from the outside and hitting me. The energy hit is coming from the inside, and I'm making a decision that I want things a certain way or I'm not going to be happy unless they're that way. So there's a lot of layers to this, you know, because I can also add in the piece to it to say, well, I have a certain expectation for myself. I expect to live in a certain way. And actually, I'm going to be talking more about that on an upcoming show, so I won't even address it here. So I get to tell whatever story I want about this. Like, I could tell the story, yes, I have a certain level of expectation. That's why I want it this way. Or I could tell the story that I can be happy no matter what, and I'm going to stop resisting this. And that is actually what I did. I just decided, you know what? Those boxes aren't hurting anybody. It's not hurting anything for it to be there. It's not a big deal. I don't have to make this a big deal. I can't believe I'm wasting all this energy and thought process and all of this stuff walking by these boxes every day, feeling bad, taking a negative hit like, wow, Dana Wilde, you know better than that. Like, come on. You know, what a waste of your energy and time to resist such a silly thing. So once I made that decision, boom, it was so easy to drop it. Just so easy just to let it go by the wayside and just like butter, like, okay, I don't even see that anymore. So the question then is, chew on it a little bit and mull it over. But you can ask yourself, which things in my external environment do I wish I could fix? Because then if I could fix those things, I could be happy. And they can be relationships, or they can be people who won't change their minds about things, or they could be physical things in your physical environment that you can't change right now. They could be financial circumstances, like for real. Which things in my outside environment do I feel like I would be so much happier if I could fix this or if I could change this? And then can you do the follow-up question of asking yourself, is it my resistance to that thing that's really the problem? Is it my attention to it, my fighting against it, my wishing I could change it that is actually the problem itself rather than that thing? So I'll chew on that for a little while, and I would love to hear from you and hear your feedback on this. You can actually send in feedback to straight to the show at askdana@danawild.com and just say, you know, podcast comment, or if you want to mention that this is podcast 715, you can mention it's podcast 715 and comment, because I think that giving up this resistance thing, this could really open the way for a lot of us. Now think about it in your business. Think about the difference between resisting things, resisting what you have to do. Let's change that phrasing. Resisting what you'd like to do to build your business, resisting the money that's flowing to you, resisting the tasks that feel like they would move your business forward, resisting the opportunities. How are we doing that and in what ways? And so let's instead replace that with allowing. More allowing. Allowing in bigger things. Allowing myself to relax around what I have to do. Allowing myself to do what feels good in any given moment and trust that it's all getting done. Allowing myself to live my life more like it's an orchestra in harmony. Each instrument, each thing falling into place exactly as it's supposed to. Knowing that things work out for me, trusting that things are working out for me, trusting that all good things are coming my way, allowing those things to come in, feeling better and better about my business, relaxing and breathing and playing more and leaving more open space, because knowing that that more open space allows more in. Really, so much happens when you start just letting go of that stuff you're pushing against. And I know you're going to have fun with this, and I can't wait to hear from you. I know you're going to really wrap your head around this and see it in so many ways, and those light bulbs are going to go off. And do drop me a line. I want to hear from you. AskDana@danawild.com. Send it in. You've totally got this.